So it is that beautiful place of silence. That we now travel to. That sacred place, that holy place. Where peace is, and love is, and hope is, and God is. That place inside of us that is always accessible. And all we ever have to do is to become still and go within. So I invite us now in this sacred and holy time to travel inward to that beautiful church that we carry inside of us. Just leaving this outside world for a few moments. To be in this holy, sacred, silent place. And as we are aware of this sacred and holy place, a place where we go with questions, a place that we go with needs, that we ask, what is it that we need to let go of? So, God, we can find new cheese. What is it that we need to quit resisting so we can allow a new and beautiful life to unfold for us? And we sit here with open hearts and minds, without any preconceived ideas of what that may be, but just allowing Spirit this moment to instruct us, to guide us in this sacred and holy silence. And now, as we prepare in consciousness to return to this outer sanctuary, this outer church that we share with our neighbors, our friends, we know that we have access to both beautiful places. The place we share with community in this outer church, and the place where we are alone with Spirit. And so we do give thanks for this community. We give thanks for the gifts we receive from Spirit. guiding us in our individual lives, showing us how to get from an ending to a new beginning, loving us unconditionally. And we give thanks, knowing that we can at any moment come right back to that place for guidance. So we do give thanks for this beautiful unity movement. We give thanks for our awareness that we are one with each other and one with God. And we do pray in the beautiful consciousness of the one who figured it out, who he was, a light, and told us who we are, a light, and gave us lessons on how to find new cheese. And it is in his name and in the Christ that lives within each and every one of us that we do pray. Amen. And now let us join together as we sing the prayer that Jesus himself gave to us, our Lord's Prayer.